This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ask a great question. Are the Nazis really making a comeback? There's a great deal of concern a couple of weeks ago when there were mass Nazi rallies. Apparently, one of them included about a dozen people in Orlando, Florida, and elsewhere in Florida. And people simply cannot get Nazi imagery out of their minds. And what's fascinating about this is it's applied with the right, calling left-wing people Nazis, the left calling right-wing people Nazis all the time. What's the deal? And Marjorie Taylor Greene wasn't deliberately trying to evoke Nazi imagery, but she, of course, was celebrated for this unexpected attack on Nancy Pelosi. Listen.
Not only do we have the D.C. jail, which is the D.C. gulag, but now we have Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police spying on members of Congress, spying on the legislative work that we do, spying on our staff, and spying on American citizens that want to come talk to their representatives.
Okay, when she used the term gazpacho police, she really jumped into the soup, of course, and
gazpacho police.
Yeah, she meant to say Gestapo police, but would that have been an acceptable analogy for people who are part of the Capitol Hill police force, the same police force that fought off the rioters who attacked the Capitol in January 6th of 2021? Okay. No, we have too much of Nazis in mind. That's what Samuel Goldman says. He is the executive director of the John L. Loeb Jr. Institute for Religious Freedom and director of the Politics and Values Program. And he's written a number of books, one of which I particularly appreciated, which was called God's Country, Christian Zionism in America, and was published by the University of Pennsylvania Press back in 2018. Mr. Goldman, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, you talk about not everything is about Nazis. Other than the Nancy Pelosi, Marjorie Taylor Greene exchange, and again, of course, when it comes to Nazis, Marjorie Taylor Greene has had her own accusations because of her warnings about Jewish space lasers that were causing wildfires in California. Where else does this take a more serious and menacing form?
Comparison to Nazis and the situation in the Third Reich have become omnipresent. Comparisons of the American Republic to Weimar Germany were common last winter, not least in connection with the riots of January 6th. Earlier in 2020, progressives denounced federal agents in Portland and other cities defending government property against rioters as brown shirts or Nazis. And even going farther back, in 1995, there was an infamous incident where the National Rifle Association described ATF and FBI personnel who were involved in the siege of the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, as jackbooted government thugs wearing Nazi bucket helmets. So looking quite far back and on both sides of the political spectrum, comparisons to the Nazis seem to be inescapable.
Well, again, I'm particularly struck by the recent comparisons with people showing solidarity in their opposition to COVID-19 vaccinations and wearing yellow Jewish stars saying that they were being persecuted because they were the unvaccinated, and trying to associate Nazis in particular with vaccine mandates, where there's really no history of the Third Reich where that was a particular concern. They were, in fact, anti-vaccine when it came to their victims.
Yeah, that's right. The same kind of rhetoric and imagery, even including articles of costume, wearing yellow stars and other paraphernalia, has become common at protests against vaccine mandates and other public health policies, including at the rally here in Washington last month.
Okay, why is this a particularly unhealthy thing, other than in effect minimizing the level of the hideous crimes of the Third Reich?
Well, on the one hand, I think it minimizes Nazi crimes. On the other hand, it maximizes discontent about our own problems, because if public disorder, if public health policies, if really any development that you dislike is tantamount to the Third Reich, then extreme forms of resistance would seem to be justified. And one reason I'm concerned about people playing with this rhetoric is that if you really believe that the U.S. government or local authorities are tantamount to Nazis, that would suggest that you yourself are willing to engage in pretty extreme measures to resist them.
I know that in your column you have some interesting data that indicates that, first of all, the good news is that people know something about Nazi Germany. They know there was a Holocaust. They don't necessarily know the figure of 6 million, but they know the Nazis were no good, and they were bad, and they were horrible. The bad news is that they don't know, for instance, that Hitler was originally brought to power in an election. Why is that particularly worrisome?
I mean, I think, and I should say I'm drawing here on a 2020 study by the Pew Foundation. In general, Americans know quite a lot about the Holocaust and Third Reich. In fact, they know far more about those figures and events than about much of American history or American political institutions. As you say, that information is not perfect. Only about half, slightly fewer than half, know that Hitler was elected under constitutional processes, and again, only about half get the figure of approximately 6 million right. But on the whole, Americans are surprisingly well-informed, and I can only wish that Americans knew as much about American history as they seem to do about German history.
It also seems to me that Americans need education about the mass murders associated with communism, and particularly Soviet communism. But most people in America are completely blind to the idea that 75 million people are now, the best estimates, were killed under Mao, under the Chinese communists. What can be done about that?
Well, I think, unfortunately, they're unlikely to find out, because according to research by the American Historical Association, the main way that people get historical information is not classes or books or even visits to historical sites like museums, but rather from television and movies. And I think that one reason for the omnipresence of Nazi comparisons is that they have been a staple of Hollywood for the last 75 years. The most effective way to educate people about other atrocities in the past and other atrocities that are ongoing would probably be to put them on TV.
Some efforts to do that, but it's been very limited. Samuel Goldman, his piece is up at our website, michaelmedved.com. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, the surge of crime in the country and across the country is hideous. And again, it is shocking that it has taken so long to mobilize people on this particular issue. But they should be mobilized. It should be a voting issue for people, it seems to me, because so many of the soft-on-crime prosecutors who are perpetrating this situation are very prominent Democrats. And there has been a very little willingness, even on the part of Eric Adams, who I think is trying to lead a different kind of response to crime in New York City. There's been very little willingness on the part of prominent Democrats to speak out on this. And the most recent attention-getting offense, which is horrible, is the story of a victim who Lucy Yang gave the story of this, reported on this for ABC7 in New York. And the victim was a young woman, 35 years old, living in an apartment in Chinatown. And as she was brutally murdered, and this is on Sunday, he apparently was arraigned in court Monday night, the killer. His name was Asamad Nash, 25. And he pled not guilty to murder on two counts of burglary and criminal court. She was found in the bathroom. This is the most horrific scenario you can ever imagine, the building's landlord, Brian Chen, said. She did nothing wrong. And the idea of what happened to Christina Yuna Lee is remarkable, because she was walking to her home, and this was her apartment. She entered her apartment. The killer apparently followed her, and the landlord in the building, whose name is Brian Chen, said, "I'm devastated for this woman and her family, devastated, heartbroken for everyone in the building." Neighbors said they heard screaming and called 911, and then the police said there are indications that Christina Lee fought back against her attacker. According to the criminal complaint, Nash imitated the voice of a woman when he was in the apartment and said they didn't need police. In other words, police were dispatched there. She was in the apartment being killed, and he imitated the voice of a woman and said police weren't needed. Nash allegedly tried to flee using the fire escape, but was forced to retreat, prompting a brief standoff with police before he was taken into custody. They don't know that much about him except his extensive criminal record and the fact that he was homeless. According to the complaint, the emergency services found Nash hiding under a bed with a yellow-handled knife hidden behind a dresser. It claims that they also found Lee with stab wounds to her torso, and that she was stabbed dozens of times. Nash was also found with a stab wound to his torso and cuts on his hands and shoulders. He faces charges of murder, burglary, and sexually motivated burglary, including a possible motive. Prosecutors also say they will work to determine whether Nash targeted Lee or committed the crime due to a racist bias. As yet, no such evidence has been found. This because of the, of course, upsurge in anti-Asian hate crimes. Nash is facing a sentence as high as life without parole. Prosecutors said he committed this brutal murder while he was out on supervised release on three open cases, including one where he punched a stranger on the subway. He has an extensive record of violent crimes in New Jersey. Okay, here's a guy living on the streets in New York. He's homeless. He has three open cases against him. And here he is, on the street again. I and New Yorkers across the city mourn for the innocent woman murdered in her home last night in Chinatown and stand with our Asian brothers and sisters today, said the mayor, Eric Adams, former police lieutenant. The NYPD is investigating this horrific incident, and I thank them for apprehending the suspect. While the suspect who committed this heinous act is now in custody, the conditions that created him remain. The mission of this administration is clear. We won't let this violence go unchecked. There's another kind of crime, and it's kind of crime that is become epidemic across the country. Here's the story from Associated Press. Man accused of trying to open airplane door during flight appears in court. And this is somebody who says that he had to open the airplane door because he wanted to make a statement against vaccine mandates. A Portland man who authorities said tried to open an emergency exit door during a commercial flight from Salt Lake City to Portland made his first appearance in court yesterday. The 31-year-old man has been charged with interfering with a flight crew and attendants for his actions on the February 11th Delta Airlines flight, the Oregonian reported. FBI agent Adam T. Hoover wrote in an affidavit in support of a criminal complaint that the man was seen removing a plastic covering on an emergency exit handle and pulled on the handle with his full body weight before a flight attendant intervened. People on the plane said they heard a loud air swooshing sound as the defendant yanked on the door repeatedly. Assistant U.S. Attorney Myra Chernick told the U.S. District Court's judge during Monday's hearing in Portland. The pilot reported that an alert light went on in the plane's cockpit, and this was a very dangerous offense that endangered the lives of everyone on the plane, of course. According to the affidavit, the man told police he tried to push the emergency exit handle so passengers would videotape him and he'd have the opportunity to share his thoughts on COVID-19 vaccines. The prosecutor said witnesses reported that the man also exhibited symptoms of mental health issues on the plane, including crying, laughing, and staring into space. Assistant Federal Defender Gerald Needham called the allegations out of character for his client. Okay, should it not be clear that there's another story about two other incidents yesterday with people trying to open doors of planes. This is, it's almost every day there is some kind of incident involving masking on planes or other crazed behavior. What do we do about it? And what is happening about it in Seattle? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After new court filings from the Durham report, John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence, said on Fox News that he believes there was a criminal conspiracy by Hillary Clinton's campaign to spy on former President Donald Trump.
John Brennan's notes talked about Hillary Clinton campaign advisors. Obviously, the pleadings talk about Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers. Now you're talking about consultants. So I think this pleading alleges or alludes to a conspiracy, meaning two or more people people in furtherance of a crime.
With three indictments so far, in the interview, Radcliffe said he is expecting many more to come.
Another Democrat, Representative Kathleen Rice of New York, has announced she will retire from Congress at the end of her term, making her the 30th House Democrat to decide not to run for re-election in 2022. Democrats hold a slim majority in the House, and Republicans are growing increasingly confident they will win control of the chamber in November. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show with all of the bad news, alarming news surrounding us, some reassuring news. I mean, maybe pulling back from the brink of war in Ukraine is very good news indeed, if that ends up being true. But the bad news today was just found out literally moments ago about the death, unexpected death of a friend and colleague, P.J. O'Rourke. The great conservative writer and thinker, humorist, a prolific, frequent guest on The Michael Medved Show. We may try to put together some of the best of the multiple interviews we've done with PJ over the years. There's a quick and, I think, very appropriate tribute to PJ, who died at age 74, no word on the cause of death. But David Harsanyi at National Review writes, "My generation's funniest, most incisive, and irreverent writer, a true lover of American liberty and the good life, P.J. O'Rourke has reportedly passed away. I call him P.J. as if I knew him personally, when in all probability he had no recollection of who I was. Back in the mid-2000s, I had my one chance to meet P.J. at an event put on by the Independence Institute in Colorado. By this time, I'd been fortunate enough to interview numerous distinguished people, legendary athletes, governors, presidential candidates, and so on. Not once had I felt as much apprehension about speaking to anyone. Yet it took a few drinks to muster the nerve to approach PJ, though in fairness a couple fewer than he had probably imbibed. I opened with, 'It's a pleasure to meet you, though I feel like I already know you since I've been ripping you off for so many years.' God, what an idiotic thing to say," he writes. PJ was kind enough to laugh and then proceeded to be as charming and funny as his writing. What I didn't bring up during our conversation was that he had on only recently turned me down for a book blurb via email explaining, quote, this has nothing to do with high standards of personal integrity. It's just that I live in fear that I'll lavish praise upon a work that somewhere deep in its unread-by-me manuscript claims that Pope John Paul II headed the conspiracy to murder Natalie Wood, or some such. A personal note, writes David Harsanyi, was better than any blurb. He says, I hope to write more about PJ's prolific career, which began with the underground magazines and then National Lampoon, before really making his name at Rolling Stone. How many unsuspecting Bruce Springsteen fans had been spared a life of brain-dead liberalism by his foreign dispatches and mockery of left-wing pieties? People say that he was our Mencken, but PJ was no angry crank. He could find humor in virtually anything. So many contemporary conservative and libertarian writers have aspired to be like him, whether they admitted it or not. None ever came close. Certainly share those tributes. Rest in and peace and honor PJ. And how terrible when things like that befall us, especially so unexpectedly. P.J. O'Rourke passed away at age 74. We are talking about crime, and this has become very much a local story in Seattle. And Seattle residents were speaking in a report by Como TV 4 about the crime wave in the city and how it needs to be addressed immediately. This is clip 4.
Too many meetings, too many press conferences. We have a plan for this, a plan for that. No more planning the plans. We need action.
Central District resident and community activist Victoria Beach is one of the many frustrated at seeing crime and other issues in Seattle. In the recent past, new Mayor Bruce Harrell has said the issues won't disappear quickly, and his administration has just started working.
I don't care that it's only been a month. This has got to stop. All the shootings? You know, what are we waiting for? You know, what do we tell the next family? Sorry, we haven't had our plan in place yet. It's only been a month.
Okay, they're talking about the State of the City address by the new mayor in Seattle. A new mayor who, very much like Eric Adams, I think there's a hopeful feeling that he might provide a little bit more enlightened leadership, that wouldn't be hard, than the city has received recently. He still has a bunch of crazies in City Hall to deal with. But he has to deal with crime in neighborhoods like what's called Little Saigon and the up-and-coming neighborhood of Ballard. Listen, there's more on crime and concerns. This is clip 5.
12th and Jackson in Little Saigon, in Little, what city leaders have called a crime hotspot.
That's the grill pork with egg rolls.
Down the road, business owner Nick Bui joins the growing list of restaurants and stores who are leaving their Seattle neighborhoods.
I believe the city office has to grow some spine and start arresting rather than just, you know, making a minor crime where, you know, you're just patting people on the back.
And in Ballard, we've told you about the parked RVs there, staying for months. Lane Imbler-Bremner wants the city to have a visible presence in the neighborhood. At the very least, do something about the safety issues.
I understand being houseless is a challenge, but we see a lot of drug use, walking the dog, seeing needles. You know, we're seeing feces, we're seeing fights at 3 a.m., constant music.
Is this one of the most important speeches that Seattle has heard in quite some time?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think Bruce needs to be aware of this speech. His career is riding on this.
Okay, to say his career is riding on it, the future of his mayoralty, he's only elected for 4 years. And if he's going to make something of that and do something about that, he has to start in a new direction at once. And so much of this goes back to what the speaker just there referred to as the houseless situation. Generally, people talk about homeless people. It's about street people. And so many of those street people are the mentally ill, the people with extensive criminal records, and people with enormous drug problems. And to pretend that there's people like you and me living in their trucks and playing music and shooting up day and night, it's not right. By the way, on that other area of crime, there were two flights on Sunday, both American Airlines flights, that were interrupted and actually had to make emergency landings because of the fight going on the airplane. If somebody does that, and the fights are about masks, according to the most recent statistics provided by the Federal Aviation Administration, there have been nearly 400 reports of unruly passenger behavior this year, 255 of which were related to the federal mask mandate. Really? Again, if someone is so deranged that he or she refuses to wear a mask even for the brief period of time that you spend on a plane, and basically out of respect for the other people that you're riding with, if you're willing to go into some kind of fight or demonstration, or, I mean, there was another story that we covered on the air about a woman who totally freaked out because the flight attendant was requiring her to put on her mask on the flight. She didn't want to do that. She punched the flight attendant repeatedly, knocked out three teeth. I mean, can you imagine? And again, a lot of the unions are trying to speak up for the people who work on these airplanes, and our lives depend on it. Could it not be worthwhile for the authorities to make some effort to literally exclude from ever flying again to anybody who seriously disrupts a flight and causes an emergency landing? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, talking about the ongoing problems, which are very severe in Canada, and the fact that no, they have not ended the blockade. There has not been a final resolution, other than the Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, using this emergency act. The way this is written about under the heading Justin Trudeau's Big Mistake in Commentary Magazine by Noah Rothman, the anti-vaccine mandate protests in Canada have put Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government in a bind. He had taken a hands-off approach to the large-scale demonstrations, which have all but paralyzed major arteries and city centers across the country. And average Canadians have had enough. Polls show that the protests are supported by only a minority of Canadians, but it's a large minority, and a minority nonetheless. Meanwhile, the majority was becoming impatient with Trudeau's lethargic response to the demonstrations. Something had to be done. The pressure on Ottawa to act, however, apparently convinced Trudeau to overreact. Yesterday, the Canadian government invoked previously unused emergency powers that enable the government to clear the blockades that have functionally closed border crossing points throughout Canada. To be clear, the financial costs these disruptive protests have visited upon average Canadians are terrible, but they pale in comparison with the nation's strategic interest in maintaining cross-border traffic. No sovereign state in the world would accept these conditions forever. But the emergency powers Trudeau invoked also allow for the suspension of civil liberties in a way that will likely deepen the very crisis the Canadian government is trying to resolve. To compel Canadians to withdraw from the streets, Trudeau has warned that who takes part in future demonstrations could face life-altering consequences. Authorities, including the military, are now empowered to ban public assembly and restrict travel into and out of certain areas. Police are not only authorized to seize vehicles used in blockades, but they can compel private tow truck operators to provide their services to law enforcement agencies. Violators will find that the insurance on their vehicle has been revoked and their corporate bank accounts frozen. Most egregiously, individuals who run afoul of the authorities over the next 30 days, assuming Parliament ratifies this move, may have their personal bank accounts frozen without a court order, denying those who have been targeted with any avenue to seek redress. If it sounds to you like these protesters are being treated like terrorists, you're not wrong. And in fact, this is what Canada's deputy prime minister had to say about this matter and some of the measures that are being taken right now. This is clip three.
We are today serving notice. If your truck is being used in these illegal blockades, your corporate accounts will be frozen. The insurance on your vehicle will be suspended. Send your semi-trailers home. The Canadian economy needs them to be doing legitimate work, not to be illegally making us all poorer.
Okay, the reason, by the way, that the idea of your insurance will be suspended, in Canada, remember, they do auto insurance, it's through the government, it's a government program, and it's considered by many Americans, I actually think that's a wonderful idea, having a government in charge of your car insurance, it actually means that the cost is not felt by you every time. Twice a year. I don't know about your insurance. My insurance comes twice a year. You have to write that big check. But the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who is one of the more popular members of the Liberal Party, the ruling Liberal Party, at least ruling at the moment, who knows what the political future will be there, she also announced new measures to control the crowdfunding of protests and demonstrators, because they have collected literally tens of millions of dollars, including millions of dollars from the United States, to support this freedom convoy. Listen, this is clip 11.
We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so that they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use. These changes cover all forms of transactions, including digital assets, such as cryptocurrencies. The illegal blockades have highlighted the fact that crowdfunding platforms and some of the payment service providers they use are not fully captured under the Proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act.
Okay, she also said this is about following the money. This is about stopping the financing of these illegal blockades. Yes, they are treating it like terrorism. And all they can claim so far, says Noah Rothman in the commentary magazine, is that one branch of these protests in Alberta had potentially violent intentions as mounted police arrested 11 people in possession of a cache of 13 long guns and handguns, body armor, and ammunition. The demonstrators were reportedly prepared to use force against police if the blockade was disrupted. The blockade was disrupted and the offenders were incarcerated. Regardless of the threat this group posed, this discrete act of criminality has been expanded into a nationwide terroristic conspiracy by virtue of a prime ministerial pen stroke. That will surely deepen the sense of persecution, he writes, that has already compelled these protesters to take to the streets. It may foment a more violent reaction if the government makes good on its threats. If you're going to treat a subset of your population like violent insurrectionaries, you shouldn't be surprised when they act like violent insurrectionaries. I mean, this is so astonishing because it's Canada. And for so many Americans who see things as edgy and extreme and polarized in the United States, with all of the bitter back and forth we have, some of which, by the way, is intensified and exemplified by the new John Durham revelations that broke beginning on Friday night. We'll be talking about that coming up with Rich Lowry. But yes, we have all kinds of problems in America, and yes, we had the horrible January 6th attack on the capital of the United States, but this is an ongoing, day-in, day-out attack on the Houses of Parliament and people being denied freedom of movement right around the Houses of Parliament. And it's Canada, which is supposed to be so superior to us, so much more advanced socially. It has a bigger welfare state. And people generally in world happiness surveys, Canada's up there. So what is going on about this? Especially given the fact that most people are vaccinated. And this all has to do with vaccine mandates that make it difficult for people to cross the border without getting a vaccine. People are waiting. I don't know which direction. Nobody knows which direction the pandemic is going to go. We had a positive day yesterday with a reduced number, greatly reduced number of deaths and hospitalizations, and that's what you want. There is, I think, a growing sense by many people that even blue states are dropping mask mandates. And we in the state of Washington are supposed to be ending mask mandates, I think, this week for out of doors. But part of the problem is the confusion and the uncertainty almost everywhere. Meanwhile, we have confusion and uncertainty in terms of basically political crimes. Have those been political crimes been committed by the right and the left? Yes, I think it's tremendously appropriate and, in fact, necessary to continue the investigation of what happened behind the January 6th attack. But it's also necessary to deal with some of the revelations about wrongdoing on the left side of things in the Hillary Clinton campaign, not to relive that campaign, not to relive the campaign of 2016 or 2020, but to get some grasp on the sickness where American politics has become politics by indictment, by guilt, by criminalization of the opposition. We can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.